From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Ariel Zangler is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado said February 27th, the country needs to make sure it has the necessary resources to protect the public's health in light of the coronavirus threat. The Rhinebeck Democrat also noted the Trump administration should make sure it does not undermine the nation's ability to tackle the issue. Delgado said, and I quote, "I think it's important that we have the resources that we need to have a defense system and make sure that we're protecting public health," end quote. He said he found it, and I quote, "concerning," end quote. The president's proposed budget calls for significant cuts to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as approximately $25 million from public health preparedness and response allocations. The 2019 global novel coronavirus, or COVID-19, has symptoms similar to the flu and first emerged in December in Wuhan, China. This week, the CDC warned the American public to prepare for a U.S. outbreak of the disease. Delgado said, and I quote, "We have to be aggressive in terms of making sure that we are communicating with China and other countries that are being impacted to make sure that we are requiring transparency and accountability across the country and across the globe, and to make sure that we are incredibly forthcoming when it comes to the impacts that are on the ground," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Town Board now has an updated version of its proposed short-term rental regulations. At a workshop meeting in early February, residents offered comments on those regulations, and based on those comments, board member Abby Medick prepared an updated draft. Those changes will be presented at the board's March 5th meeting. Medick is hoping to soon send the amended law to the County Planning Board for review, moving the matter closer to a vote by the full board. Medick said, and I quote, "I think we're really close," end quote. Town Attorney Tal Rapplier provided the board with the paperwork required by the state for an environmental review of the proposed changes to the town zoning law. He recommended the town board pass a motion declaring the town lead agency for the state environmental quality review. Once the board determines the amended zoning law would have no adverse environmental impacts, the way will be cleared for a public hearing on the changes. It was noted during the meeting the town would be amending the zoning law before the board finishes its review of the town's comprehensive plan. In January, the town board appointed a committee to begin that review. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Michael Williams is reporting for the Times Union. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has given the town of Petersburg in Rensselaer County 2 more weeks to make a decision on a proposed consent order to clean up and close a PFOA contaminated landfill. The extension was granted at the request of the town, according to a DEC spokesperson. The DEC spokesperson said, and I quote, "The extension was granted for the purpose of allowing town board members to complete their review and analysis of all pertinent facts and issues and to allow an additional general meeting of the town board to publicly discuss the proposed consent order and to allow residents an additional opportunity to ask questions," end quote. The Petersburg Town Board now has until March 16 to approve an agreement that would require the installation of a system for collecting pollutants. In addition to PFOA, the landfill also contains heavy metals. The 22-acre landfill on Jones Hollow Road has been owned by the towns of Berlin and Petersburg since 1982. Once closed, it was capped and seeded with vegetation, but no system for collecting pollutants as they spread from the site was installed. As a result, toxins have been seeping into the groundwater and a small tributary of the Little Hoosick River. It remains unclear why the DEC allowed the landfill to sit idle for nearly 20 years without a final closure plan. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. New York State Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon announced this week that she will convene a wage board to hold public hearings to hear testimony to consider the existing overtime work threshold for farm laborers. The board will also consider the extent to which the overtime work threshold may be lowered statewide. This hearing is the first of five scheduled to take place at locations throughout the state. Testimony will be heard from farm laborers, agricultural employers, academic experts, and elected officials, among others. Attendees are encouraged to pre-register. To do so, go to http://www.labor.ny.gov/farmwageboard. Those who cannot attend any of the wage board hearings in person can submit testimony to the wage board at labor.ny.gov. The public hearing will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, February 28th, in the Clark Auditorium at the New York State Museum Cultural Education Center on Madison Avenue in Albany. Hearings are also scheduled to take place in Syracuse, Binghamton, Farmingville, and Batavia. Read the full press release at the Department of Labor website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.